American anti-Israel activist killed in clashes between Israeli soldiers, Palestinians. By Joel B. Polak on September 6, 2024. A U.S. citizen who was part of an anti-Israel organization was shot and killed during clashes between Israeli soldiers and violent Palestinian protesters near Nablus on Friday in Samaria, the northern West Bank. The Times of Israel reported. An American woman was shot and killed by IDF troops during a protest near Nablus in the northern West Bank on Friday, two doctors told the Associated Press. Separately, a 13-year-old Palestinian girl was reported shot dead when extremist settlers stormed a village near Nablus and clashed with villagers. The slain woman was named as Esen Arizgi Igi, 26, an American originally from Turkey. She was reportedly an activist with the International Solidarity Movement, ISM. The circumstances of both deaths described above are unclear. NGO Monitor notes that International Solidarity Movement is a radical organization that claims to use nonviolent protest but gives rhetorical support to violent resistance. Some terrorists have been linked to the group in the past. Activists with the organization often seek confrontation with Israeli authorities in dangerous situations. Rachel Corey, who was killed in 2003 while protesting against an Israeli bulldozer, had also worked with the ISM. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, visiting the Dominican Republic, commented on the death of Igi. He said, "I just want to extend my deepest condolences, the condolences of the United States government to the family of Esen Ur Igi. We deplore this tragic loss. Now the most important thing to do is to gather the facts, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing, and we are intensely focused on getting those facts. And any actions that we take are driven by the facts. So first things first, let's find out exactly what happened, and we will draw the necessary conclusions, consequences from that. As you've heard me say many times before, I have no higher priority than the safety and protection of American citizens around the world, wherever they are, something I take with the utmost seriousness. So when we have more info, we'll share it, make it available, and as necessary, we'll act on it." White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the Biden administration was pressing Israeli authorities to investigate, but that it was too early to take further action, pending a full discovery of the facts. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.